From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Listener, here is the news read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. ASEAN launches polling report on ASEAN Awareness 2018. Minister Retno Marsudi to visit Afghanistan early next year. Now the news in detail. ASEAN launched a polling report on 2018 ASEAN Awareness at the ASEAN Secretariat in Jakarta on Friday. In his remarks in Jakarta on Friday, ASEAN Deputy Secretary General of Sociocultural Community, Kung Pok, explained that this poll has been conducted from October to December 2018 and is supported by the Japanese government through the Japan-ASEAN Integration Fund. He added that the poll aims to measure the general understanding and public perception of ASEAN and can be a guideline in developing a communication strategy in the future.
The findings of the poll on ASEAN awareness will guide us in developing future communication strategies that could better resonate with our peoples across ages and income levels. It will also strengthen the implementation of several key initiatives in the coming years.
Moreover, Kung Pok explained that 2020 has been set as the year of ASEAN identity on which the ASEAN Secretariat will hold various activities such as culture, education, sport, and youth activities. According to the report of the 2018 ASEAN Awareness, 96% of respondents surveyed were aware of ASEAN. The sense of belonging towards ASEAN region is also high. 9 out of 10 respondents identify themselves as ASEAN citizens. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi will visit Afghanistan early 2020 to reaffirm Indonesia's commitment to building sustainable peace in South Asian nation. As quoted by Antara News Agency, she said on the sideline of the dialogue of the role of women in building and sustaining peace, Women as Agent of Peace and Prosperity, held in Jakarta on Friday. Women's empowerment should be given full attention in peace-building efforts in Afghanistan. She said that she has seen the determination of Afghan women to unite voices and demand peace in Afghanistan. The determination is reflected in a national consensus reached by Afghan women. Minister Retno Marsudi considered the consensus as a brave move to create lasting peace in Afghanistan. Deputy Chairman of People's Consultative Assembly, or MPR, Hidayat Nur Wahid, has urged Indonesia to bolster efforts to defend Palestinians in accordance with the Indonesian Constitution's mandate to uphold the values of humanity, religion, and international laws. As quoted by Antara News Agency, defending Palestine is in line with the 1945 Indonesian Constitution preamble in its first paragraph, mandating eradication of colonialism all over the world, as it is against humanity and justice. Recently, International Solidarity Day for Palestine, observed on November 29th, is an effort by the global community to uphold international commitment to fighting for the freedom of Palestine. It demonstrates that the United Nations or UN is apparently committed to defending the rights of Palestinians to establish a sovereign nation and to end Israeli colonialism. A total of 156 personnel from Indonesia's Pararaider 330 3 Dharmas Infantry Battalion joined a parachuting drill at Moses Kilangin Airport in Timika, Papua Province on Friday morning. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Chief of Indonesian Armed Forces Air Marshal Hadi Cahyanto in Papua explained that the parachuting drill is not related with December 1st or the day the Free Papua Movement's or OPM's anniversary, which is often commemorated. He also said that the parachuting drill is routinely held in all parts of Indonesia. The TNI personnel always take part in this drill, which was recently held in Jayapura, the capital of Papua Province, to improve the skills of those from the Quick Reaction Force. Similar drills were conducted in Selaru, Morotai, and Timika in 2018. He also said that the drill is aimed at entertaining the residents of Timika and its outskirts so that the TNI personnel become much friendlier with the native Papuan community members. The Industry Ministry has set a target of motorcycle production at 10 million by 2025, given the growing national motorcycle industry. The motorcycle industry contributes significantly to the national economy through export, investment, and creation of job opportunities. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita explained on Friday that in the roadmap for the development of the motor vehicle industry, the government has set the target of motorcycle production at 10 million units for 2025, with an export target at 1 million. Based on the roadmap Making Indonesia 4.0, the automotive industry is one of the manufacturing sectors whose development is prioritized in the face of the fourth industrial revolution, known as Industry 4.0. While opening the Indonesia International Motor Show or IIMS Motorbike Expo 2019 in Jakarta, the minister noted that the production and sales of motorcycles average 6.5 million per year between 2010 and 2018. Financial Services Authority or OJK Board of Commissioners meeting assessed that stability of financial services sector was maintained at November and 2019. With positively increasing intermediation, while financial services industry's risk profile was under control amid global economic slowdown. As quoted by Antara News Agency, OJK Deputy Commissioner for Public Relations and Strategic Management Anto Prabowo explained that the slowing global economic growth and geopolitical conditions, such as the trade war and Brexit, continue to be the main sentiments that color the development of global financial markets. Meanwhile, the dovish policy of several central banks in developed countries has a positive impact on global liquidity, particularly emerging markets, including Indonesia. Governor of Bank Indonesia or BI, Perry Warjio, views that there are three vital lessons in the Economic Journal of 2019 that can be learned as a strategy to facing a decline in globalization and rise in digitalization. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Governor Warjio has stated that at the 2019 BI annual meeting in Jakarta, more recently, that the goal is to fortify resilience and encourage economic growth in the path to advancing Indonesia. He also expounded that the first lesson is synergy of a blend of microeconomy policies and financial systems that are boosted for national economic resilience. Second, economic transformation is enhanced to promote higher growth through developing sources of growth from within the country, with emphasis on the manufacturing industry and tourism development. Third, innovations in the economy and digital finance that are spurred to strengthen national competitiveness and interest and reduce community inequalities. Well, listener, that's the news read by Ahmad Faisal.
The first news comes from Banda Aceh. Banda Aceh Head of Public Works and Special Planning Jalaluddin said the Syah Kuala Graveyard Complex in Gampong Dia Raya Village, Syah Kuala District, is planned to be developed into a religious village tourism area. Jalaluddin said on Wednesday the Banda Aceh City Government was intensifying the development of the local tourism sector. So the Syah Kuala Tomb Complex is to be rearranged starting from the tomb, surrounding buildings and improving transportation access. The city government even planned to build a modern boarding school in the tomb area, so that the books belonging to the great scholars in the area, nicknamed the Porch of Mecca, can be exhibited, read, and held regular recitals every day. The next news comes from Badung, Bali. The region of Badung, Bali, Inyoman Giri Praste, when attending the inauguration of the Terrorism Prevention Museum and the Prakasa Ruchira Garjita Sports Center building in Denpasar on Wednesday, said that he strongly supported and appreciated the construction of the Terrorism Countermeasure Museum and various efforts to eradicate terrorism carried out by the Bali Regional Police. Last year, a number of terrorist incidents had taken place in Bali. Meanwhile, the Bali Police Chief, Inspector General Peter Reinhard Golose, said he thanked the regional government of Badung and Gianyar Agency and the Balinese people who had provided support so that the construction of the Counter-Terrorism Museum and Sports Center building Prakasa Ruchira Garjita can be realized. The latest news comes from Blitar, East Java. There was a reforestation effort in Kemiri Gede village, Kesamben district, Blitar Regency. They require every man and woman who wants to get married to surrender plant seeds to green the area around the reservoir in the village. The collective agreement has been implemented since 2015 and was affirmed in Village Nature Conservation Village Foundation of 2016. The head of Kemiri Gede village, Hari Purnawan, Thursday said according to the system applied, when the bride and groom who asked for a letter of introduction from the village to get married, they would be required to submit 4 stem of plant seeds. The village government does not charge fees for the wedding couple. But for the preservation of nature, in addition to providing plants, the bride and groom will release the wild birds and sow fish in the river. Well, that was news from Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history with the event on November 30, 1966, Barbados gained independence from the United Kingdom. Barbados is an island nation located in the border of Caribbean Sea and Atlantic Ocean. Merging one of the small Antilles Islands, Barbados is located in the eastern part of the cluster. It is famous for its tourism industry and is known as Little England of the Caribbean Islands. It is due to the strong British influence on the island. The island of Barbados is located about 2,500 kilometers southeast of Miami, United States, and 860 kilometers from Caracas, Venezuela. Barbados achieved self-government status in 1961 and achieved independence on November 30, 1966. In the early 1990s, tourism had become the largest sector in Barbados. We turn to event on November 30, 1988, International Computer Security Day. International Computer Security Day is an annual event recognized globally, which is prepared to inform computer users about the importance of computer security. Computer Security Day began on November 30, 1988, when the Computer Machinery Association, or ACM, in Washington, D.C., tries to bring computer-related security issues into national security issues. Since then, Computer Security Day has developed into a worldwide event. The annual event is held all over the world on November 30th, although some organizations choose to commemorate it the next working day if that date is on weekends. We end today in story with the November 30, 2014 Lion Air accident in Indonesia. Lion Air's MD-82 aircraft with flight code JT-538 slipped while landing at Adi Sumarmo Airport in Solo, Central Java on November 30, 2014, and it killed 26 people. The plane took off from Jakarta to Surabaya and transited in Solo, carrying 146 passengers. Based on the results of an investigation by the National Transportation Safety Committee, NTSC, the cause of the accident was due to the runway being flooded so that the plane slipped and was not able to be controlled and glided off the runway. The situation was also caused by a pilot error that did not follow landing procedures. And listener, that was today in history.
Awalnya ku selalu duluan memanggilmu. Sekarang diriku membisu. Canda tawa pernah menjadi bahasa kita. Namun semua telah berubah. Lalu kamu bertanya, ada apa dengan diriku belakangan ini? And straight away I gotta say, melihat kekasihmu bersamamu, you know I envy you. Tentu ku kan cemburu kepadamu, 'cause I'm in love with you. Jangan jadi diriku lagi, 'cause I envy you. Dirimu buatku merasa yang terutama. Aku pun menganggap you're the love of my life. Ternyata kamu sudah bersama dia. Sudahlah aku menghilang saja. Lalu kamu bertanya, ada apa dengan diriku belakangan ini? Straight away I gotta say, melihat kekasihmu bersamamu, you know I envy you. Tentu ku kan cemburu kepadamu, 'cause I'm in love with you. Jangan cari diriku
'cause I envy you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Pertamina ready to face energy transformation. Energy transformation must be faced, including by Pertamina, the state-owned company in oil sector. This was stated by Director of Planning, Investment and Risk Management of Pertamina, Heru Setiawan, in the closing of the 2019 Pertamina Energy Forum in Jakarta on Wednesday, November the 27th. Heru Setiawan explained, for that reason, Pertamina prepared three scenarios that could be carried out. First, run a business as usual. Second, capture market desires. Third, run the most environmentally friendly business. Heru added, Pertamina had prepared a long-term plan that was adjusted to the conditions and behavior of consumers. According to Heru Setiawan, in making a long-term business strategy, Pertamina will adjust to the six changing trends in the world energy sector, namely decarbonization, consumerization, electrification, decentralization, digitalization, and integration. Meanwhile, to face the energy transition, Pertamina has made various efforts ranging from conducting research to build an electric vehicle battery plant to the conversion of refineries to be able to process crude palm oil into fuel, as was done in the Pelaju refinery where Pertamina has begun processing crude palm oil, CPO, derivative products into gasoline. In addition, Pertamina also processes CPO derivative products into diesel, which is conducted at the Dumai refinery, and conducts research with an oil company based in Italy, ENI, for the development of green refineries. ENI Vice President Licensing Contract Management, Massimo Trani, who attended the forum, said the aim of ENI to convert conventional refineries into environmentally friendly refineries is to save the climate and grow the economy and reduce greenhouse gases. According to Trani, ENI focus on reducing emissions on the downstream side with five pillars. One of them is renewable fuel, namely the conversion of oil into biofuels. At the same time, ENI is conducting research for sustainable energy sources and developing the use of natural gas. Trani explained, gas is indeed non-renewable energy, but it was very abundant. Gas can be used for ships, large trucks, and other vehicles in the form of liquefied low-carbon LNG. Another speaker, Sandeep Biswas, as partner of the head of AT Kearney's Energies Practice in C, said the energy transition would bring up new business potential. For example, electric vehicles need batteries, so new energy creates new business. A similar sentiment was also conveyed by Arifin Rudianto, Deputy for Maritime Affairs and Natural Resources, the Indonesian National Development Planning Agency. He said the energy transition was very urgent. Energy is a sector that contributes carbon emissions, so the government focuses on reducing energy emissions. Well, that was My Indonesia Today on Pertamina Ready to Face Energy Transformation. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Waktu telah tiba, aku kan meninggalkan, tinggalkan kamu untuk sementara. Kau dekap aku, kau bilang jangan pergi, tapi ku hanya dapat berkata, aku hanya
kembali pada dirimu, tapi
RRI Was Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today we take you to explore Dendeng waterfalls in West Java. Stay tuned. Tasikmalaya is quite huge city in West Java. The city, which is famous for its title the City of Santri, has plenty of wonderful tourism destinations. One of which is Curug Dendeng or Dendeng waterfalls. The waterfalls are located at Caringin Village, Cikawung Gading, Cipatuju Sub-District, West Java. It takes approximately 3 hours to get to the waterfalls, whose distance is 90 km from the center of Tasikmalaya. You can still ride transportation until Cikawung Gading Village, which is the entrance of the waterfall, before arriving at the waterfalls. Once you arrive at Dendeng Waterfalls, you will be fascinated by the remarkable scenery of the waterfalls. Dendeng waterfalls have 3 different levels. Each level has different height. The top level has a height of 9 meters. The medium level has a height of 11 meters. And the bottom one has a height of 13 meters. The stream from the falls flows to Cikembang River. Listener, don't forget to take photos when visiting the waterfalls because the falls have various attractive photo objects. The ambience surrounding the waterfalls is comfortable and well preserved. So, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today about Dendeng waterfalls. I'm Purisa Vidyadala. See you next time.
Membiarkan hatimu jatuh di pelukanku, memaksa nuraniku untuk jatuh cinta. Sudah cukup waktuku mengenalmu, aku ingin membawamu lebih jauh. Membiarkan asmara bicara sejujurnya, melabuhkan rindu di antara kita. Antara kita, hatiku
Na-na-na-na-na.
Well, listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is the Daily Word Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, environment and technology, even lifestyle. In this edition, I'll present information about the Gillies Strong Triathlon 2018. Stay tuned in at www.voinews.id. Successive earthquakes that rocked the islands of Lombok and Sumbawa Regency on July the 29th, 2018, followed by an earthquake with a 7.0 magnitude, not only leaving a deep sorrow for some residents of West Nusa Tenggara, but it also has an impact on Lombok's tourism sector and the province of West Nusa Tenggara generally. Thousands of domestic and foreign tourists were forced to evacuate then. Now the earthquake has passed, the government, local residents, and business people began to rise and rebuild the West Nusa Tenggara tourism sector. One of them is by holding various tourism events. Tourism stakeholders in Gili Trawangan, North Lombok Regency, West Nusa Tenggara, who are members of the Gili Trawangan Entrepreneur Association, Gili Hotel Association, and Gili Eco Trust, initiated the Gili Strong Triathlon 2018, and this activity is an effort to accelerate the rise of tourism in Lombok and West Nusa Tenggara in general. The Gili Strong Triathlon 2018 will be held on December the 22nd. The chairman, who is also the committee chair of Gili Strong Triathlon 2018, Acok Zani Baso, said the sport tourism event, which combines marathon, swimming, and cycling, is held to support the recovery of West Nusa Tenggara tourism, while increasing the number of tourist visits to the area. In addition, it is also to boost hotel occupancy in Trawangan. Hopefully, this effort will pay off so that the tourism business in West Nusa Tenggara province return to normal. The Gili Strong Triathlon participants will run for 7 kilometers, swim 600 meters, and ride 5 kilometers. The racetrack is on Gili Trawangan. For Gili Strong Triathlon participants, besides competing in sports, they can also enjoy the beauty of Gili Trawangan. Besides that, in this event, there are also a number of culinary stands that spoil the taste of tourists. A number of distinctive arts and cultural attractions will also fill this activity, so that tourists who come will be very impressed with Gili Strong Triathlon. Well, that was Miscellany over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Bisa terima meski harus terluka, karena ku terlalu mengenal hatimu. Aku telah merasa dari awal pertama, kau takkan bisa lama berpaling darinya.
harus memilih satu yang pasti. Mana mungkin terus jalani cinta begini, karena cinta tak akan ingkari, takkan terbagi. Kembalilah pada dirinya, biar ku yang mengalah. Aku terima.
Terima bila terus tak setia mengkhianati dia, menduakan cinta.
Ledah hatiku benar, cintamu hanyalah sekedar sementara.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. In today's edition, we will present a keroncong song entitled Mahameru. Mahameru is a peak name of Mount Semeru, which is located in East Java, with a height of 3,676 meters from sea level. Mount Semeru is the third highest volcano in Indonesia. Its high peak splits blue sky, which is under white clouds, as its umbrella. Mount Semeru, which stands sturdy, also shows its perfectness and the beauty of God's creation. Lyrics of the song Mahameru is as if inviting all of us to adore and to be grateful to the God's blessing that creates the nature perfectly. And listener, here is Hetty Gus Endang with keroncong song entitled Mahameru.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
I'm happy spending all my time lying down here by your side. We will never be apart. And if I could, I'd love you more. I can't explain how I adore to look upon this precious work of art. Cause I've been searching for a long time and traveled so far. When I found you, I was home again. Cause you home again.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safidadala. See you on the next English program.